Well, hello to all my bosom buddies out there in the Booniverse. I hope you're all having a beautiful day. It is actually, for all intents and purposes, the middle of the night here in this part of Kanakistan, but I am undergoing an attack of insomnia. So I thought I would while away the hour by coming on here and giving you all a report of the really nice weekend that I had. I'm actually back home a day earlier than I had planned, but my friend Kim's dad and brother wanted to have dinner at a Chinese restaurant very close to my house, so I thought it would be better for them if I went home this evening rather than waiting till tomorrow and then, you know, making an extra trip for someone. But before I get into my weekend, I must tell you, folks, that I just had the privilege of hearing something truly marvelous. In fact, I was so blown away by it that I feel that I owe this person who sent it to me a public thank you by way of paying my debt of gratitude. So there's a lovely lady here on Audioboom by the name of Fiona Dunn, and Fi, I really hope you don't mind me mentioning you. If you do, then I sincerely apologize, and I will never do so again. Anyhow, if you haven't heard of her, you're missing out on something very special. Her username is Fi Dunn, F-I-D-U-N-N, and she's brilliant. Anyhow, Fiona always seems to know just the right thing to send me in DMs. I don't know how she does it. As I say, she's brilliant. This time, though, without even trying, she sent me the pièce de résistance. She couldn't have come up with something more perfect if she had tried for, I don't know, 7 days and seven nights. I'm not sure why I came up with that number just randomly, but I guess I was thinking of The Dark is Rising and Will Stanton being the seventh son of a seventh son, and the last of the old ones. Anyhow, sorry. In the past, Fi has sent me some lovely live Welsh music that she recorded at a folk festival. And she sent me some hymns that she thought I would like from her church. But this last thing she sent me, as I say, was the Pièce de Résistance, because it was a choral evensong that was performed at her church. In fact, she was one of the choristers, and a very good job she did too. Well, I have loved choral evensong ever since I first heard it sung back in 2009. My church does it every year, or at least they did. Now, whether or not this new minister will follow the same tradition, I do not know. If he doesn't, I'll be a much sadder Gwentlian. Because choral evensong is my favorite service of the entire year. I was truly impressed by the way the choristers at Fiona's church sang it. The selections were excellent. All the readings were pertinent. Oh, it just made my night. It really did. So go, Fiona. I'm just so grateful when people think of me and take the time to send me things that they think I would like. Good old McColgan is another one who tends to do that, and I really appreciate that. I shouldn't say old, because, well, although he may have many years to his credit, Mac is very young in spirit. Anyway, as to my weekend, I had a very nice time. Kim and I did not get to watch Pitch Perfect, but that's okay. I'll save it for another time. We had enough to do, including taking a look at this cool translation of the Mabinogion, which is, of course, is a collection of Welsh myths and legends, many of which are Arthurian in nature. So anyway, Kim really wants to read it, and I would highly recommend it. So she decided that she would find a Welsh TTS voice for her phone, and she did, and it's abso-bloomin-lutely brilliant. Oh my word. It is actually sampled from a real human voice. Oh, it's beautiful. The male voice I didn't like so much, but the female one was lovely. Oh my. I could listen to that read for hours. Yes, it's synthetic in nature because, although it's sampled from a real human voice, there have to be some breaks in it, and it can't read everything with a human's constantly changing intonation. So, but for a TTS voice, it's really incredible. Anyway, on Saturday, Kim and I went shopping with her brother. Kim had to buy some new speakers because, unfortunately, lovely as her cat is, he had pulled the speaker cord enough on her old ones that there was a short in them. Actually, today, he jumped on my computer and I was not impressed. I forgave him because he's too sweet not to forgive. He's so friendly and lovable and cuddly. But he wanted my attention, and there was this object on my lap, but he wanted to be there too. So he thought, well, why not just jump on this object and lie on it? Well, he joggled a few keys loose. They still work, but they move around quite a bit. Oh, but as I say, I can't blame him too harshly because he didn't mean to. He wasn't doing it to be purposefully destructive. He's not that kind of cat. That was the wrong thing to jump on. Anyhow, yeah, so Kim bought a really good set of speakers on sale on Saturday, and then her brother very kindly took us grocery shopping, and Kim picked up a few items, and I picked up a few items. And then, of course, we had to try these lovely speakers when she finally got them set up. They were kind of a pain to set up, but in the end, she was very happy with them. She heard them in the store, first of all, which, you know, was a good thing because she knew she was buying something she liked. So we listened to some music on the lovely new speakers and talked to a good friend of Kim's whom I also really like and actually don't talk to enough. What else did we do on Saturday night? Just gabbed and had fun, I guess. Anyhow, Sunday morning, Kim's dad called and he said, would you like to go for a picnic lunch? So, of course, we said yes, and Kim's dad said, well, do you want to go? Well, Kim picked this park that she hadn't been to for a while, and she said, can we go there? Would you mind? Well, she sure as heck picked the right place. I'm glad she followed her instincts and thought of that, and I'm very glad her dad agreed to go. So we had a really nice picnic, sandwiches and fruit. And then we went for a walk along this pier out along Lake Ontario. And as we were coming back, Kim's dad spotted a performing arts festival that was taking place right near the park. So we stopped and listened to some really good musicians, a couple of whom I recorded. Anyway, the one that we heard that we were so impressed with was this really amazing Dutch, I think she's, I would say, a very young woman. I would say she's 18 or 19. She's a pianist, singer-songwriter. She may play other instruments as well. I don't know. But anyhow, Kim and I liked her so much that we went to meet her. And Kim bought her album. Actually, she ended up with two. I'll tell you that story in a minute. Anyhow, this lady is called Marie-Joëlle Vanderbert. Her music is a bit hard to find because, unfortunately, she's not on iTunes. She's not on CD Baby. She's not on CD Universe. She has a website, but it's not the most accessible thing in the world. But, poor Kim ended up with two albums. Well, actually, I feel sorry for Marie-Joëlle as well, because Kim did not mean to get two of them. She only paid for one. But one of Marie-Joëlle's aides handed Kim a CD when she paid for it. But then her dad didn't think she got one, so he picked one up. And then we found when we got home that we had two.